Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
That's right. How could a Chick-fil-A catered meal for Valentine's Day go wrong?
I see no way that can go sideways. Not at all.
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without needing to discuss infidelity during one of those dinners, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, at the source of this is 27-year-old Theodore. He and his date were having a fancy little Chick-fil-A Valentine's Day dinner.
Nothing but the best from a girl.
That's right. They started arguing over infidelity. Now, it's unclear who did what.
Oh, we don't know who the villain is, but I'm who the victim.
I'm assuming Theodore is kind of at the root of all these problems.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, Theodore got angry, threw a Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich at this lady.
Oh, dang it.
All right. She's fine. Good.
Right. Yeah.
She also had a styrofoam cup of blue Powerade thrown at her as well.
Oh, gosh.
Called the cops. They showed up. She was still drenched in blue Powerade. Sandwich was not collected as evidence. Theodore arrested, sadly. She did tell police this isn't the first time he has been aggressive like this.
Okay, and so maybe that's how she found out she needs to break up with Theodore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like dream boyfriend material.
No. I mean,
if someone's throwing a sandwich at me and a power, if you're wasting Chick-fil-A in that disrespectful manner, no, we can't go further. Sorry.
Is that... I almost think that's a great time to bring up infidelity. Because it's like, you know, he's maybe wanting to show and be like, hey, baby, you're my Valentine.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, you're my number one.
And she's like, what about Ashley?
Right. Who's Ashley?
Yeah, tell me about Ashley.
While I'm enjoying my sandwich, tell me about Ashley.
And then he just throws a sandwich at her and a Powerade.
And then he has a temper tantrum.
And I don't think that's the best way to win her back over.
No. So I don't know if there is a good time or a not good time to bring that up, but I feel like that was a good time.
Maybe not in public. At a restaurant.
I don't know if it was at a restaurant. They may have gotten it to go.
Out. Okay, yeah. Not sure.
Yeah,
either
we're not
way.
Sure. Anyways, there you go.
We're
That's your
food.
Setting the bar story. Again, okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without having the need to discuss infidelity with your date during a delicious Valentine's Day Chick-fil-A dinner.
And clearly, don't chuck your sandwich at your date or your Powerade.
Yeah, because then you're gonna be hungry and in jail.
She's going to get madder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's your setting the bar story.